Good afternoon. It is indeed a pleasure and an honor to introduce the man who will stand behind this sacred desk and preach the word of God. I could tell you that, yes, he is a professor of ethics at Eastern Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I could tell you that he is wanted throughout the world, Europe, Australia, Africa, to break the word of life. I could tell you that, yes, he is a doting father, a loving husband, but most importantly, what I want to tell you today, that he's a man of God. I've known Reverend Dr. Adela Khan since we were in seminary, and I tell you, I fed him many a night at seminary. Right before that big snowstorm in 1995, who came knocking on my door for food? None other than the man of God that's going to break the word of life to you. He is definitely a dear friend of mine. His family is my family. He is married to my line sister, my number six. Amen. They met at seminary thanks to me. So, yes, it is indeed a pleasure and an honor. We are going to be better than blessed. He's going to take us to the next level of glory. This is a man anointed by God to preach the word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit. You're indeed, indeed getting ready for a treat from on high. I introduce and present my dear friend, my brother in Christ, the Reverend Dr. Takumbo Adela Khan.
Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen again. Amen. Now let the church, the believers, those intoxicated by the Spirit,
that's right.
Let them say amen like they really, really mean it.
Amen.
In fear and trembling, in total praise and unassailable adoration of our God that sits up high and looks down low. The old folk say that he's all we need to get by. I like him because he put a bridge between the two barren peaks of eternity and called that time. My word tells me that before the purple hills of eternity were bulged out, he had chosen you and I in him. No wonder Grandmama said that he is my walking stick. Granddaddy said he's my leaning post. Bridge over troubled water and rock in a... There's a witness in the house today. Among our cousins, among the Igbo of Nigeria, he is known as Chineke, which is the light of the heavens and of the earth. Among the Akan of Ghana, he's known as Inyame, which is the mother of all the living. Among the Yoruba, he's known as Olodumare, who is the one who encompasses the whole extent of the earth that we live in. But I want to take a chance today that somebody here simply knows him as Mary's baby, Joseph Stetson. Are you a witness in the house? See, somebody's bombing Gilead. Let's give God some praise just for being God. To my brother and friend, the Reverend Dr. Daryl LaRue Armstrong, who, as we speak, is being whisked off to the airport. Because guess what? The church is sending him home. And I'm so glad that such a church as this, Shiloh, can be the embodiment. Let me take a chance. I know we got some distinguished scholars in the room. I want to go on record as saying that Shiloh Church in Trenton has removed the hyphen between Africa and America and made us one in the spirit and one in the Lord. Because we've heard the broad spectrum of our people today, have we not? And when I look out upon this sea of faces, my God, you know, it's one thing when people look good, but it's another thing when people look good and smell good. So the entire membership, followership, leadership, and worshipship of the Shiloh Church and others, let us just give God some praise for being God today. And so we pray that the Lord keep Pastor for all the awesome work that he's doing, pulpit and beyond the pulpit. I brought my folk from Mount Olivet here today, and I'm y'all know, it's always good to keep growing. And the way you all have taken the mantle of going green, am I right about it? This energy, this evolution, this going green. Is it y'all the first church right now, or the only church in Trenton that's moving? Second church. Let us give God some praise for vision. So we thank God for God. Amen. About that introduction. She put my business out there, amen. And that means, where is that wonderful brother by the name of Brother Mark Holmes? Where is he? Brother Mark, can you stand? I want us to pray for this brother right here. Amen. Don't they make an awesome couple, an awesome family? Amen. And she spoke of my dear friend, best friend in the world, Sister Tahira Delacon, mother of my children, my wife. Can you please stand? I had to ambush her, y'all. Because that whole weekend when she came to visit, Marilla was hiding her. And there was another guy ahead of me who was in the corner of the room trying to toast. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But I got her. Let the brother say amen. I think that brother is still in the room waiting for her to come back. In the spirit. The Bible says, be of good cheer. In the spirit. Let the wonderful people of Mount Olivet Tabernacle Baptist Church please stand. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. This awesome hospitality. Thank you. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. I see so many seminarians, Princeton folk and Palmer folk in the house. God bless you. Matthew chapter 8. Wow. Standing for the reading of the word. That's awesome. When Jesus came down from the mountain, Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. When Jesus came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and worshiped him and said, Lord, If you can, you can make me whole. Jesus, somebody say Jesus.
Jesus
reached out his hand and touched the man. He said, I will be made whole. Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, see that you tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Verse 4 houses the text. Jesus said, see that you tell no man, but go show yourself to the priest. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Very quickly on this day that we come to celebrate and commemorate so much, I invite you to please pray with me from the thought, express yourself. Beloved, our African ancestors, among the great Nubian scholars with their profound dedication to both scholarship and soulship, the light and the fire, the learning and the burning. In their investigation into the depths of the universe, and most specifically the human condition, they came up with a range of essential human characteristics. Upon studying you and I, those scientific minds said that there were 7 distinct things that human beings participate in as human beings. They are movement, respiration, nutrition, irritability, growth, reproduction, and expression. On this afternoon, I would submit to you that the greatest of these gifts is the gift of expression. Expression, what is its meaning? Upon what theological tenets does it rise and fall? What are its Christological contours and deontological dimensions? Upon what power does it owe its essence and its existence? Expression, beloved, is something deep within. Expression is, I just can't keep it to myself. Expression is like fire shut up in my bones. Expression is when a broken soul meets the blessed Savior. It is when divinity breathes on dust and man becomes a living soul. Let me put this in another way. Expression, brothers and sisters, is for me to touch you in a special way and for you to touch me in a special way. It is the authority of daddy's walk. It is the harmony of mama's talk. It is the harmony in grandma's cooking. It's the integrity of grandpa's looking. If I talk to you and you respond with, oh, I see. Or if you talk to me and I respond with, oh, yeah, I hear you. That's expression. When the old heads say, I'm walking with you. And when the young blood say, I'm feeling you. That's expression. Expression, brothers and sisters, is so dear to the Afro-American heart that over 25 years ago, a rap group by the name of Salt and Pepper came up with a song. They said, express yourself, baby. You got to be you. Express yourself, baby. You got to let me be me. Expression, beloved, is Harriet Tubman's unstoppable engine of deliverance. It is Paul Laurence Dunbar's poetry and resplendent imagery. It is Jesse Owens stealing his way to 4 Olympic gold medals in the 1936 Berlin Olympics. Check your Bible record clear, and you will find expression on every page. When Jacob was wrestling with that sermon angel and said, I won't leave you until you bless me, that was expression. When the Lord told Moses to stretch out his rod so that the Red Sea can well up on both sides and the children of Israel can pass through on solid and dry ground, that was expression. When Jesus opened up the scroll of the prophet Isaiah and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, that was expression. Now, beloved, let's look at the text. Jesus, y'all, was standing at the foothills of a great mountain. He had come down from the high place. He had lowered himself from the mountaintop. He had condescended the upper reaches of nature's living room. Jesus had just preached a revival. He is now in the valley, and the Bible says that when he came down from the mountain, when he came out of church, when he left the stained glass windows, the Bible says that crowds followed him, but a leper came to worship him. I'm wondering if Matthew is trying to signify something for you and I. He says that the crowds followed him out of the church, but a leper came to worship him. I'm wondering if Matthew is trying to show a distinction between following Jesus and worshiping the Christ. Beloved, I don't know about you, but I've been in the black church a while now, and I found that there's a difference between folk that follow and folk that worship. Followers, beloved, will bug you, but worshipers will hug you. Followers will get with you, but worshipers will get on your last nerve. Followers will give excuses. Worshipers will give examples. Followers always want to wait and see. Worshipers just want to wait on the Lord. Followers will take more than they give, but worshipers will give more than they take. Followers will try to use you, but worshipers will try to bless you. Followers will only get with you if they know that they're going to get something out of it. But worshipers will stick with you through thick or thin, sunshine or rain, mountaintop or valley low, in season or out of season. Followers say amen according to who's playing, who's praying, who's singing, and who's preaching. But worshipers will say, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Followers are too cute to say amen, too sophisticated to shout hallelujah, too educated to say glory to God. But worshipers will say, you may call me a fool or two, but I shout when I get happy, because that's what we Christians do. Followers will look at you and say, it don't take all of that. Why are you always getting happy in church? But worshipers will say, you can talk about me as much as you please. The more you talk, the more I stay on my knees. Followers think that church is a fashion show for plastified saints. Worshipers know that church is a hospital for dying sinners. Followers want to know, how high did you jump on last Sunday? Worshipers want to know, how straight did you walk when you came down? Beloved, when you came in here this afternoon, you didn't come in here to follow. You came in here to worship. You came in here to sing the songs of Zion, to wade in the water, to fight the good fight, to lean on Jesus, to walk in the light, to shake the haters off, to keep your home intact, to hold your marriage together, to raise your family in the fear of admonition of the Lord. You came in here not to follow. You came in here to worship. That's why you can sing, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy I see. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me whole. The leper had heard something about my Jesus. The grapevine was hustling and bustling with the news. The underground network had blown his cover. There was a theological, sociological, Afrocentric buzz in the air. You could feel it on the street corners and the schoolyards. You could vibe it in the barbershops and the beauty salons. Among the old heads and the young bloods, among the boys in the hood and the girls around the way. He had heard about a preacher, y'all, who had more medicine in his garment than all the gynecologists in town. He had heard about a preacher who read the Miranda warning to the devil. Thou hast the right to remain silent. Everything you say or do will be held against you in a court of law. He had heard about a preacher, beloved, who one day walked upon water, preached to the water, the wind, the waves, and the sea with three words, priests, be still. He heard about a preacher who one day interrupted a funeral procession, turned the funeral procession into a stomped down coronation party. He heard about a preacher, beloved, who one day went on top of a mountain, set up a restaurant, served fish sandwiches so good that it didn't need ketchup and it didn't need tartar sauce. Beloved, here it is now. I'm talking about food. And they told me not to take y'all too long because we got some chicken waiting for us downstairs. So can I move the sermon so I can run on here? Beloved, remember now, this man had pain in his body. And beloved, when you have pain in your body, sometimes you don't feel like praising. You don't feel like praying. When your members are arrested, you don't feel like coming to God. But I've come by to remind you that when you're feeling pain, when you're feeling like you can't do it, that's the time that you got to press your way to the house of God. Perhaps I can use this illustration. Beloved, the other day I went to the bathroom to brush my teeth because I had to greet some people after service and I didn't want them to think that I had chronic halitosis. Are y'all playing with me today? And so what happened when I went to the bathroom to brush my teeth, I held the toothpaste. And the Bible says, the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to preach to you out of this toothpaste. How many of you know Shakespeare said that you could find God's sermon in stones and God in everything? And so the toothpaste said, I'm going to preach to you. Said, in order for you to get what's inside of me out of me, you got to turn me upside down. You got to flip me open and squeeze. I've come by to let you know that God got to put you through some stuff in order to get some stuff out of you. The Lord has to flip you upside down. He got to flip you open and he got to squeeze. Is there anybody here? You're going through it right now. That's because the Lord is turning your life upside down, flipping you open, and you can squeeze. And when God squeezes, he gets more joy, more peace, more hope, more love, more goodness, more power, more giving, more life, more prayer, more praise from your life. Thank you, God, for turning me upside down, flipping me open, and squeezing me. Well, beloved, here it is now. This man who was the leper, he had a particular problem that was not just physical. He had a problem that was sociological. You see, because the problem with the leper is that you got to watch who you're hanging with and who you're talking to. Because you had this contagious disease that you could get because it was circulating in the environment. You know the folk I'm talking about, beloved. They're not just on the streets. They're in the church. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me a little while. They've been around the world 7 times. And they talk to everybody 12 times. Are y'all praying with me? You got to watch what you say to them because you don't know where you're gonna turn up at. That's why grandmama said the same dog who give a bone. The same dog who take a bone. The same dog who bring a bone. It's the same dog who take a bone. Y'all gonna pray with me? Look at the text, y'all. He has a problem. It's sociological in nature. But I like them old folk wisdom. Because the old folk taught you, amen, how to keep it all together. Wasn't it Bill Withers that says, grandma's hands? Says, young boy, don't you run so fast. Because there may be a snake over there in that grass. Grandmama taught us a whole lot of stuff. She said it's not what's on the outside, it's what's on the inside that count. You don't judge the book by the cover. Beauty is as beauty does. They said 99 lies will help you, but the 100th will give you away. I know I'm in a sophisticated crowd today, but grandmama taught us how to wait on the Lord. You don't want to move too quick, young people, because sometimes you can move away from God, or you can move and push God out of the way. That's why you got to use both eyes and both ears and keep your mouth shut sometimes. Wait until God moves. Wait until God brings the harvest. Grandmama taught us some four-letter words now. They taught us cook, work, look, iron, wash. Men, read your book, sink or swim. S will beat your butt real good. That was some words that they taught us now. We got to be careful here. Yes, we got a funkified faith,
But we got to watch what the Lord is saying to us. They said, if you want to be blessed, be a blessing to somebody else. If you want your children to be somebody, help somebody else's children to become somebody. If you want to move up, move your people up. That's why the old folks say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land. Don't try to think that you're smarter than other folk just because you went to school. You better learn to obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right, and you gotta respect everybody in the church. Hear me good. I don't care what his past life was. I don't care what her present occupation was. That lady was not Susie. She was Miss Susie to you. He was not just Jack. He was Brother Jack to you. They taught us how to put some handles on grown folk names. But when I look around at this world today, I wonder what has happened to some of our young people. That's why Grandmaster Flash said it like this. He said, my radio, believe me, I like it loud. I'm the man with the box that can rock the crowd. Walking down the street with my hardcore beat, where my JVC vibrates the concrete. I'm sorry if you can't understand, but I need a radio inside my head. Not to offend the citizens, but I rock my radio way past him. And then Biggie Small put it like this. Said, back in the day, our parents used to take care of us. Look at them now, they're even blinking scared of us. Calling the saint for help because they can't maintain. Done things, done changed. If I wasn't in this rap game, I'd probably have a key knee deep in the crack game. Because the streets is a short stop. If you don't, it's either you have a wicked jump shot or you're slinging crack rock. What happened to the summertime cookout? Every time I look around, a brother's getting took out. I'm not trying to play anybody cheap, but we must purge our communities of this desire for death, where you have our young children and grandchildren staring down the barrel of a gun, daring people to kill them. But I've stopped by to say the devil is a lie. It did not happen on your watch. It will not happen on our watch. Because yes, I know what it means to be in the street, but somebody pray for me. Had me on their minds. Took the time to pray for me. Finally, as I move to my close, not only was it a physical disease, not only was it a sociological disease, the paramount thing that affected the leper was that the leper had a disease unto death. When you had leprosy, every waking moment is a dying moment. Your life seems like it's a dash between two dates, the womb and the tomb. But beloved, don't forget that it is a dash. And whatever your dash is between the womb and the tomb, between your birth date and death date, you cannot control either one of those dates. You did not control when you came into this world. You cannot control when you leave this world. But on that dash between those dates, you got to write your own anointed autobiography. Is there somebody here that has decided to give their life to the Lord? Well, this leper decided, he knew that any day could come for him. But he broke out of the leper colony. He outran the city police. He outprayed the scribes and Pharisees. He outprayed, beloved, the disciples. Because my Bible tells me that when he got to Jesus, he worshiped him, said, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me whole. Beloved, have you ever prayed that prayer before? I'm talking about when you're praying the right way. You ain't got to pray long for the Lord to hear your prayer. But the good news of this scripture is that Jesus didn't take a long time to touch him. Bible says Jesus touched him. Beloved, we got to touch some people. Let me take a chance and say the only reason why you're here is because somebody touched you. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their minds, took the time to pray for me. Well, here it is now. Beloved, after Jesus heals the man, Jesus says, go to the priest and give him an offering. Well, not only was he supposed to go to the priest and give an offering, he was supposed to show himself to the priest. Beloved, aren't you so glad that you're African American? Aren't you so glad that through it all, we're able to show the world what the Lord has done for us? I don't know about you, but I love being black in America today. Even though they've tried to deny me, I recognize what the world has. But I also today want to signify about what God has given black people. Can I call the roll? They had the winter blast of Antarctica, but we had the cool waters of the Niger, the Benue, and the Nile rivers. They had Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, but we had David Walker and Henry Highland Garnett. They had Teddy Roosevelt, but we had Booker T. Washington and Ida B. Wells and W.B. Du Bois and Marcus Garvey. They had the chants of their own songs, but we had the Negro spiritual. Before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my master and be free. They had rock and roll, but God gave us soul music. She used to be my girl. Somebody loves your baby. It's easy. Easy like Sunday morning. They had Frank Sinatra, but we had Bill Withers and Marvin Gaye and Sam Cooke. I was born by the river. They had Barbara Streisand, but we had Diana Ross. They had John Wayne, but we had Billy Dee Williams. They had Elizabeth Taylor, but we had Diane Carroll. They had Jackie Gleason, but we had Red Fox. They had the Osmonds, but we had the Jackson 5. They had Elvis Presley, but we had James Brown. I'm black and I'm proud. I don't need nobody to give me nothing. I'll open up the door and I'll take it myself. They had George Clooney, but we had Muhammad Ali. I float like a butterfly, I sting like a bee. They had E.T. and Gone with the Wind, but we had Cooley High and Roots. They had Kojak, but we had Shaft in Africa. They had John Dillinger, but we had Superfly. They had Charlie's Angels, but we had Jane Kennedy and Foxy Brown. They had Barbara Walters, but we had Oprah Winfrey. They had Tom Cruise, but we had Denzel. They had... Celine Dion, but we had Beyonce. They had Swarthmore, but we had Spelman and Morris Brown. They had Harvard, but we had Morehouse and Savannah State and Alabama A&M and Grambling and Dillard and Southern and Savannah State. They had Pat Robertson, but we got Billy Graham. They had Pat Robertson and Billy Graham, but we got Dr. King, Dr. Howard Thurman, Dr. Woodson, Bishop Jones, and Dr. Darren LaRue Armstrong. They had the White House, but we done sent Michelle and Barack to paint the White House back. They had a white-haired, blue-eyed Jesus. But we said God was a mother to the motherless and a father for the fatherless. We said on Christ, solid rock I stand. He's a doctor who's never lost a patient, a lawyer who never lost a case. My bridge church over troubled waters on Christ, Adam's creator, Enoch's walking companion, Moses' burning bush, on Christ, solid rock I stand, under the ground is sinking sand, sinking sand, sinking sand, on Christ, my love, on Christ, my power, on Christ, my joy, on Christ, my preaching, on Christ, my love, on Christ, my folk, on Christ, my people, on Christ, Africa, America, Liberia, Ghana, South Africa, Haiti, Jamaica, everywhere where black people are, on Christ, solid rock I stand, all of the ground, all of the ground, all of the ground, it's sinking sand, say yeah!